And now the game where we ask people with great talent to use absolutely none of it in answering our questions. Tabby Gevinson's fashion blog, The Style Rookie, became a must-see web destination all over the fashion world, and she's been invited to runway shows all over. She's written for and been profiled in magazines like The New Yorker and French Vogue. That would all be really interesting, even if she hadn't started doing it at age 11, which would be really, really interesting if that wasn't just 4 years ago. She's now launched a new web magazine, rookiemag.com. Tabby Gevinson is with us now. Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. A pleasure
to have
you here.
Thanks.
So, you're a high school sophomore, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you started doing this when you were 11.
Yes, I was about to turn 12.
Oh, okay, well then.
I was less than a month away.
I'm not impressed anymore. And so basically you are a typical high school sophomore by day, international fashion blogger by night.
It is like Hannah Montana.
It is. I've noticed, I don't know much about fashion, but I looked at your blog. You tend to like vintage stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that has sort of an antique feel, and even as you say, kind of a, almost, I won't say decay, but it's like almost a nostalgic feel, which is odd for someone whose personal nostalgia would be 2004. But you seem to like things that happened before you were born. For example, I'm told that you have a big obsession with the 90s in particular.
You know, I like a lot of stuff from the 90s, but...
I was there. It wasn't that much fun. What? What do you like from the 90s?
I like My So-Called Life and the Riot Girl movement and Freaks and Geeks.
Sure.
Which went into 2000, but yeah.
I know. It still counts into the 90s. So the culture of the 90s is exciting to you?
Yes.
You have this taste that you've expressed that people start paying attention to you, flying you around, as we've said. Do you begin to feel that you have some influence? Do you like, wow, I could feature this dress or this designer of this pair of shoes or this whatever on my blog and it will get a big jump in the world. Should I? Shouldn't I? Are you beginning to get crazed with power, I guess is my question?
Well, I've always just kind of posted about what I liked.
Yeah.
And I didn't really realize for a while that that meant that, like, people would buy those shoes or whatever. Maybe. So... I have not taken advantage of that. I should.
Right. Well, people... Listen. Stick with me. You'll go far.
But, you know, when I was your age, I was working at a Burger and Chicks and smoking cigarettes behind the school because that's what all my friends were doing, basically. So, like, how's all this going down with your friends? I mean, it's...
I don't know. It's not really a, like, topic of conversation.
Do you end up styling them? Do people ask you every day at school, like, how does this look?
I think I surprise some people because a lot of the time I roll out of bed and go to school, and it's, like, I don't wear anything that interesting sometimes. But, like, last year... Technically, at my school, you're not allowed to wear a costume on Halloween because I guess people will die or something.
Yes.
So, but I did, but I got away with it because I think people just assumed that I was, like, wearing giant foam bunny ears because I...
Because you're you. Outfit.
It wasn't a costume. It was international fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Anna Wintour gave me these bunny ears. Of course I have to wear them. This is a personal question. Because I happen to know some teenage girls. They live in my house. And if I wanted to talk to them... I haven't yet. I'm a little scared. But if I wanted to talk to my teenage daughters, can you tell me some common mistakes that I should avoid, for example?
I don't know. I'm not like a parent spy, but like,
well,
I guess...
What annoys you? You're an articulate young woman, so what really bothers you?
This isn't just parents, but like blaming everything on like PMS.
Okay.
Sorry,
important tip.
Yeah, because, you know, it doesn't seem to kind of like dismiss emotions based on like...
Right.
An assumption.
You could be angry for other reasons.
Yeah, and legitimate reasons.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me try it the other way. If there's something I wanted to say to my teenage daughters to make them think I'm cool, I know this is a lot to ask, but in general, what sort of name should I drop or comment should I make?
You should just speak in, like, abreeves. And
abreeves?
Yeah.
Like, all right, already I'm at sea, so what is an abreeve?
An abreeve is an abreeve.
It's an abbreviation. So give me an example. So abreeve is like abbreviate. So give me an example.
Like, your totes gel of that boy, yo.
Oh, man.
This is how I talk to my peers.
Okay, so I should go up to my 13-year-old daughter and I should say, to your totes gel of that boy, yo. Okay, that's cool.
No, but boy and yo are separate because yo is hip.
The pronunciation.
Along
your totes
with
gel, your totes gel of that boy, yo.
Yes. And
I need a subtitle here.
If I were to say this, and you should tell me this now before I try it, if I were to say this to my daughter, what would I be saying?
You should just say it and go and improvise.
Really? Just see what happens.
Yeah. My goal is to sabotage the Segal family.
And be like, but no, Tavi Gevinson, she knows Anna Wintour, don't hit me again. Is it your PMS? No, I didn't mean that, I'm sorry. Well, Tavi Gevinson, we are just delighted to have you here with us and to spend some time with you. And then, frankly, I'd talk to you all day. But rules are rules, and we have to play a game. And today, the game is called...
Frankly, I really miss Murder, She Wrote.
You're an expert on the things people of your generation love, fashion, pop music, irony. But what do you know about what old people like? We're going to ask you three questions about the tastes of the elderly, and if you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine, which is something that elderly people still have, just so you know. Carl, who is Tavi Gevinson playing for?
Tavi is playing for Anne Lamoureux of Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
All right. Tavi, here's your first question. You ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. Now, old people are very fond of a TV show called Law and Order, which recently went off the air after 20 years, and one of the most famous elements of that show was a specific sound. It's called the Law and Order clang. Here it is. That just those two beats were created by composer Mike Post. He says he combined 6 or 7 different sounds just to get that effect. Among the things that you're hearing in that is what? A, a single shirtless man jumping out of a vinyl chair. B, 500 Japanese men stamping their feet on a wooden floor. Or C, Walter Cronkite clearing his throat.
The 500 dudes.
The 500 Japanese guys jumping on the floor? You're right! Yes!
Whoa. Nice!
Wow!
Next time you listen to it, according to Mike Post, that's what you're hearing. Very good. Next Thank question. You. Another thing that older people like is the music of Neil Diamond. Something most people don't know about the famous singer-songwriter is that he is also what? A, an expert swordsman, B, a devout Hindu, or C, an avid builder of elaborate Lego displays?
Hindu?
Hindu, you think?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's swordsman.
Oh,
he's an expert fencer. He fenced for New York University, and to this day, he sometimes warms up for concerts with a little blade work. All right, this is exciting, though. Because you have one more chance. If you get this, you win. Here we go. One for a listener. Sometimes old people will drive around in their Buick Regals listening to something else they like, NPR. Which of these was the title of a real NPR program? A, period, comma, exclamation point. B, I'd rather eat pants. Or C, the joy of flutes.
The pants one?
The pants one, I'd rather eat pants?
Yes.
You're right! Yes! Whoa! However did you know?
I don't. I'm a genius.
Yes, well. I'd rather eat pants was a, quote, hilarious, unquote, original radio play broadcast by NPR during Christmas 2002. It starred Ed Asner and Ann Mira. It was about old people. Carl, how did Tavi Gevinson do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Tavi had two correct answers, and that's enough to win for Anne Lamoureux.
Thank well you. Done.
Thank you very much.
Tavi Gevinson is a young woman behind Rookie Magazine online at rookiemag.com. Tavi Gevinson, what a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much. Tavi Gevinson, ladies and gentlemen.